You're listening to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. I am your host, Erica Russo, psychic medium and intuitive development coach. This show is all about giving you the conversations, tools, and wisdom you need to live life the intuitive way. Whether you are waking up, wanting to develop your intuition and connection to spirit, or wanting to live a more magical life, I got you covered. I give you grounded, practical, and insightful content that helps you wake up, level up, and connect with your soul. I'm excited you are here. Let's wake up together. Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm really excited you're here. If you are an OG and you keep listening and growing and expanding and learning to live with more intuition and intention infused into your day, what the fuck is up, guys? Thanks for coming back. Thanks for all of your support. I really do appreciate each and every download, and I am so eternally grateful for anybody who writes a 5-star review on iTunes. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it and to the ears that might need some inspiration or some guidance or just some tools to help them live a more meaningful life or learn to trust their intuition. So if this podcast is helping you, if you are feeling called to write a review, I would really appreciate it. But before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you take a picture and send it to me at hello@ericarusso.co. And I'm going to send you a guided meditation just as a thank you, because I really do appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do that and to support my small business. So before we dive in, I just want to remind everyone that I have a free list of intuitive exercises and tools that I would love to give to you for free, just as a thank you. These have been tools that I have used personally. These are the tools that I give all of the modern mystics, all of my private clients, and I want to give them to you. So if you are interested in grabbing that list of all my favorite tools and exercises, it will be in the show notes for you as well as on my website, which is ericarusso.co, no M. So be sure to grab that if you are interested. Now, I also want to talk briefly about the amazing community, the Modern Mystic Society. This community has evolved and grown into something so incredible, and I just keep on adding more and more psychic and mediumship development circles, and now we actually have monthly astrology classes with Hannah, who is actually going to be in this episode today giving us all of the deets on June's astrology. We now have witchcraft classes. We have guest expert classes. It is absolutely incredible, and I am so excited about everything that is on the calendar for the summer months. If you are interested in joining, this is not just for psychic and mediumship. I have included coaching calls. I have included, oh my God, I just keep on adding stuff because that's what I want to do. If you are interested in joining, enrollment is open now. You can head on over to my website. Again, that is www.ericarusso.co. You head on up to the top menu, you'll see Modern Mystic Society, and there's even more information about it for you. You can cancel at any time, but I'm telling you, with June coming up and the summer solstice and some guest expert classes that I have lined up, you really don't want to miss this. So if that is something that you feel called to do, come join us, come say hi. Come hang out with us. It's amazing. I love it. I love everybody in the Modern Mystic Society, and we'd be happy to have you. So, with that being said, we are going into June's astrology forecast. Thank you to Divine Sky Mystic, Hannah. She does our monthly She does our monthly astrology. She is also the resident astrologer of the Modern Mystic Society. If you want to head on over to her podcast, that is the Light Body Podcast, which is available basically everywhere this podcast is, be sure to tune in and listen. She has some great insight there for us as well. So enjoy this episode. I hope to talk to you soon, maybe see you inside the Modern Mystic Society, and have a wonderful week. What was that?
That's
Did you
new.
Hear that?
Yes, I tried to disable her on my own Zoom, and that's new. And you can't like turn it off. It's really annoying.
Oh my God, that is very new. Hi guys. Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. Oh, welcome to June Astrology with Hannah and myself. And that was, so you've heard that for yourself? Because that's brand new for me.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah.
That's exciting. That's good to know. Well, at least I get a warning. That's, I guess.
Yeah, it's really... Consent is important, but like the Zoom thing is just why we're trying to record something. I don't need to hear that.
I'm not even going to try to cut that out because that's just now everybody knows that, you know, we record and all right.
Yeah. Doing it live, people.
Yes. So tell us what is going on with June. I know you gave me a warning, but you know, now it's time to tell everybody else.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a warning, but June is a very dynamic month. There's a lot of energy at play. I know a lot of you guys too, this last month has been also really dynamic and there's just a lot going on. We're in eclipse season. We're coming up on our second square between Saturn and Uranus, which is really major. So there's a lot of changes and shifts that you're going to feel energetically during the month of June. And we're all doing our best to integrate. So just be patient with that. You know, let's just point out that we're currently in Mercury retrograde. So I've already noticed with Zoom has been a little touchy today too. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, the sound is like kind of cutting in and cutting out. Well, that's just the reality of Mercury retrograde. It really screws with technology, makes things a little bit slower. So again, just working with that element of patience is really important. But we are in Gemini season. We've shifted into Gemini season, which is a very intellectual, very mental sign. So we have a lot of massive dynamic energy, as I mentioned, a lot of change this month. And this energy is really strong in June because a lot of the planets are in what's called their essential dignities, which just means that the energy or the sign that they are in supports the planet's strength. So that strong energy is enhanced and helps us tap into their vibrations to make change happen in our life or to gather greater momentum as we move forward. So Jupiter and Neptune are both in Pisces, which is their home signs. Saturn is in Aquarius, which is its modern ruler, and Mercury is in Gemini. So we have planets that are very strong in the signs that they're currently in, and that's what is really making this energy feel quite enhanced and powerful right now. So as it relates to Gemini season, there is a real focus, like I said, on the mind, the rational mind here, our communication style, how we process information and data, how our mind is open to new ideas, and also the amount or the type of information that we feel like we need to learn or accumulate to feel secure in our life. And, you know, in its highest vibration, Gemini is all about strengthening our communication and really honoring the process of learning with this sense of curiosity and openness and a lack of judgment. So especially as we are moving through Mercury retrograde, which is in its home sign of Gemini, we're slowing down to review and reconsider and to really process mentally those things that we're learning, taking a pause so we don't miss any details. And I actually look at this Mercury retrograde as quite supportive. Like if you can skip past all of the technology irritations, the essence of what's going on during Mercury retrograde in its home sign of Gemini is very supportive because it gives us a second chance to review and also to see from a different perspective what is really going on in our lives. And so we're not having this tendency to rush forward. But this retrograde is an opportunity to actually gain greater understanding and clarity before we move ahead later in this year. So take this time to review. How are you communicating with people? How are you limiting your own mind from new ideas, whether that is conscious or subconscious? You know, where in your life are you really needing more communication? Where do you need to be doing a better job of listening? All of that, you know, is going to be really supportive and helpful for us.
Yes. It's true. I think everybody just freaks out with the only, I don't mind Mercury retrograde, but again, I was born during one. It's just, it really pisses me off with the technology.
Yeah. And that's just what it is. It's annoying.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you. So when did we get into Mercury? A couple days ago, right?
Yeah. So Mercury went retrograde, station retrograde on the 29th. Today is the 31st. Absolutely. So it's going to be in retrograde until June 22nd. And then it will be moving out of its shadow period again. So things will feel normal in terms of our communication, our mental processes by early part of July. So just hang in there. And for you guys listening, if you are interested in learning more about the archetype and the energy of Gemini, I have a podcast episode up on my podcast, the Light Body Podcast, that goes into the sign of Gemini, all of behind it, which I find so fascinating. And I also break down the energy through each of the planets and the houses, so you can get really clear on how this Gemini energy is coming through for you in your own natal chart.
Beautiful.
Okay, so let's just dive right in. June 2nd, Venus is going to be moving into Cancer. So Venus has been in Gemini, and now she's moving into Cancer, and she'll be there most of the month before she shifts into Leo at the very end of June. Now, both she and Mars will be together in Cancer before Mars moves into Leo first, where there is a real focus on what feels right, what feels good to us. And taking a look at the effort and the energy that we need to take care of what brings us comfort and safety. Like, what are the things that we need to be focusing on to make us feel at home, to make us feel secure and safe and together? So Venus in Cancer also tends to like to be alone. She likes time to herself, and she's very self-protective. So this might be a time for you in your relationships where you're noticing, I need a little bit more alone time. I need some time to just process what's going on with me. I need to take care of myself right now. And this can also feel like emotional vulnerability is really coming up to the surface. So maybe, you know, in terms of lessons of the heart, things that are coming up in your relationships that you need to spend some time cradling in your own heart or going into meditation to reflect on and feel into. So those themes of self-care and support as it relates to feeling safe in our emotional selves is really at the forefront here, as well as the things that we desire in our life and our values. And that home life, that domestic realm is really a big focus for us throughout the month of June, which, as we were having a conversation before we started recording, Erica, seems so fitting, because I feel like naturally a lot of us right now are really feeling drawn to what's going on in my home life, what's going on in my domestic life with my kids, with my partner, with my family, right? A lot of us take vacations and just, you know, want to chill out for, you know, the summer vacations here in the States. So it seems like a natural, you know, a natural shift that that's something that we would be more concerned with.
It's so funny too, because I was like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy the summer this year. I'm just going, and I started writing the things that I want to do. And I saw you went strawberry picking, and I adore fresh straw. I mean, they taste so different.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Care what anybody
so
says.
Good. Yes. They're so like, different.
They're not Driscoll's. A real strawberry that you pick from the vine yourself is the best thing ever. And I cannot wait for it to be. It's not quite strawberry season here yet, but that's like something that I wasn't able to do last year with the kids, but we do it every single year. And that's something that we all look forward to.
Yeah.
And like, that's something I want to do. And just like day trips and everything. And just, you know, my kids are old enough now where it's not like a pain in the ass to do those kind of things.
Yeah.
Right. They're old and old enough and independent enough where it's like, we're going to go on this hike that I've been wanting to go on this hike for 4 years. And now you guys can do it. So I'm like, I'm just going to do that this summer. I'm not going to stress. I'm going to just be in the moment and I'm not going to fight it.
Yeah.
You know, I think as mompreneurs and building your own business and everything, and we can get so stressed out trying to juggle everything, but we have to understand that our lives come in seasons. And when our kids are not at school and they're, you know, they're our responsibility, we have to let it just be,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's something for me, like I've always fought it. I was like, I have to do all of this during the summer, even when the kids are home. And I'm just like, it is what it is, man. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to love everything. I mean, there's so much to do and I'm really looking forward to it. And we were just so gypped last year with everything. So enjoy it, guys. Do all the things that you want to do, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the new moon, which is happening on June 10th. If you are in Australia or New Zealand, then it will probably be occurring for you on June 11th. So check your local time. But this is going to be our total solar eclipse in Gemini, occurring at 20 degrees. So this is our last Gemini eclipse until 2029. And the overall energy of this eclipse is new beginnings and learning who and what we trust. So the eclipse is actually going to be exact at 19 degrees, 47 minutes of Gemini. So we just round up to 20 to make it easy to find in your chart. So when you get a moment, go take a look at your natal chart, locate where 20 degrees of Gemini lands. And that is the area of your life where new growth is going to be occurring. So a solar eclipse is basically a karmic, radically intensive new moon on steroids, where there's just incredibly significant energy and powerful new beginnings and new cycles that are being initiated for us at a soul level. So the eclipse is ruled, this particular eclipse is ruled by Mercury because Mercury rules Gemini, who is currently in his home sign of Gemini and also retrograde. So this eclipse is actually, the energy as I was looking through it is really fascinating because normally the energy of eclipses accelerate our timeline. Things move very fast. There is a forward realignment and kind of reattunement of where we are on our path. But Mercury in retrograde is all about a slower mental pace. It's slower mental energy. And it's asking us to really focus on reviewing details and reconsidering our plans and doing less and listening more, as we spoke about. And Gemini in general is a very fast, very intellectual sign. So there's like this duality here. There is this cosmic request to slow down so we don't miss any important details or data that might be crucial for us in our growth, while also just being open to these changes and new beginnings that are occurring for us. Now, the other piece with this Mercury energy is that the eclipse is conjunct. So the moon is conjunct Mercury retrograde. So this is very significant energy. So it's really highlighting the need for us to be clear with our words, to give ourselves time to think and process and understand and to listen and accept that with these new beginnings, there is going to be a lot of energy in flux for a while and it's going to take some time to settle.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So, I mean, with any planet that goes retrograde, it's moving back through degrees that it's already been through. That's where that review piece comes in. So it's reviewing the things it's already learned. So by the time Mercury goes direct again towards the end of the month and even into July, there will be clarity that will be coming through, but we need to be patient for that to happen. Now, the other dynamic energy during this eclipse is with Neptune in Pisces. So the eclipse is actually squaring Neptune in Pisces, which can further kind of cloud our mental clarity. Since Neptune is a very dreamy planet, it's very expanded energy. It's very connected to higher consciousness. So things in terms of the material plane may not be as they seem. So there's this energy of confusion here because the Gemini energy is so connected to our rational mind. And it wants to know, like, what's going on? What do I need to do? How can I plan? But this Gemini energy, as it relates to Mercury, is in retrograde. So it's not as strong as Neptune in Pisces that is direct right now. So as I mentioned, you know, Gemini wants to know, you know, as an air sign, it's looking for connections. It wants to make sense of it all. Neptune is saying it's okay to not know everything yet. It's okay to trust that the details will emerge in their divine timing. So the Gemini energy squaring Neptune can make it feel like maybe things are too good to be true in the moment. Maybe it feels like an illusion. Maybe it feels like this isn't even real. So really hone into your intuition during this eclipse and take a step back before you commit to something, because during Mercury retrograde, it's not advised to do a lot of contract signing or making big obligations or long-term plans or commitments. It's better to just wait and to see what comes forward once it goes direct. Because like I said, once Mercury moves direct at the end of the month and moves past this 20 degrees, that's when we're going to be gaining this full clarity of being able to understand what is really beginning for us, what is really occurring for us at a soul level. And we will be bringing in new higher awareness, but it's going to take time to really integrate and understand. And we don't want to get ahead of ourselves there. So new growth is happening at a soul level, opening us up to new concepts, ideas, like I said, data that wasn't accessible to us before. I feel this eclipse especially powerful in terms of activations with the throat and the third eye chakras. And also a higher consciousness is coming through to help us achieve that clarity that we need. So just notice during this time where the energy in your chart is emerging. Spend some time reflecting on what intentional new beginnings are you ready for? And I really highlight that word intentional, because like, there's things that, of course, in terms of cycles that begin without us knowing or asking for, right? And then there are cycles that we intentionally plant the seeds for, and that's what we're really focusing on. So what new concepts and ideas or timelines are you ready to open up to intentionally?
Love that.
Okay. All right. So the next day after this very powerful solar eclipse, June 11th, Mars enters the sign of Leo. Now, Mars has been in Cancer, where he's been quite frustrated for a while. And so he's eager to move back into the fire signs because he does really well here. So he becomes a more confident, more reinvigorated Mars, where he is ready after being in the slower, more emotional Cancer to get to work. Mars in Leo is an inspired leader, and he's also a little bit mischievous, and that playful kind of dramatic energy is going to be really felt through the month of June, which I think is a nice kind of pickup from all of this more emotional learnings that Mars has been doing in Cancer. So he can help us feel ready to really go big or go home with our projects, inspiring us to try something new, to take some risks while still feeling really strong and courageous. So this is a very productive, a very passionate Mars energy that is ready to help us put ourselves out there. And, you know, just note that this is the day after the eclipse. So there's still a lot of very powerful energy that is going to be circulating during this time. So there could be this feeling of, it's time to take action, but like on the contrary, it's like, just be aware of like not jumping into too much at once. There is this opportunity for also kind of dramatic misunderstandings to be played out or unchecked communications that can stir up some gossip or issues. And that's simply because Mars and Leo can be, like I said, quite passionate, dramatic, but we still have Mercury in retrograde and this intense energy from the eclipse that is, you know, beginning to dissolve. So just stay aligned with what brings you personal happiness. Really stay focused on what you're doing to make yourself happy right now, to connect with that sense of creativity, to feel expressive in your work, and not get too sucked into more of the gossipy social stuff. Cool.
Good reminder.
Okay. So moving on to June 14th, we have Saturn retrograde squaring Uranus at 13 degrees. This is one of our three squares this year between Saturn and Uranus. The first one we had back in February. This is very powerful, very dynamic, very revolutionary energy that's coming into play here for the level of the collective. And again, this is right on the heels of the eclipse. So this is really dynamic, very powerful energy. Note that Saturn is in retrograde currently, And Uranus is direct during the square. So the Saturn energy is less powerful than Uranus during this particular square. And it's the Saturn energy is more inward focused. So especially after the eclipse, we're going to be feeling a lot of reconsideration about what is necessary and what is important in our lives and wanting to get clear on what truly matters in the long term. It's like coming to these realizations of like, man, I thought this was so important and actually it's not. This is a waste of my time. Like this is actually holding me back. It's all about that long-term process and vision that Saturn is helping us with. So we're feeling that internalized reflection or that internalized energy of what is really important, getting clear on that. Now, Uranus, on the other hand, knows exactly what it wants and is ready to break free and move forward. So that's where this tension is coming from, where Saturn retrograde wants to go inward and kind of, you know, slow down. And Uranus is like, fuck this. I'm going to move forward. I'm ready to just like, you know, break free and liberate, man.
Yeah.
So this energy of Uranus is the liberated self. It's that strong self-belief that is emerging and also reminding us of our strength and our worth and our ability. It's like asking us to consider, where have you been second guessing your potential here? Where have you been underestimating yourself? Like, you're good. Like, you've got this. So there is this kind of push and pull feeling. And I think it's important to note that Saturn in Aquarius represents the people. It represents the collective. So Uranus wants to break free from that. Uranus is like, I'm done with groupthink. I don't want to be put in a box with a bunch of people anymore. This is manifested energy that wants to move away from group identity, from getting clear on what we believe as individuals, our personal self-identity, instead of the identity or allegiance to a group or party or movement. So it's really getting clear on what we want for ourselves and releasing the burden of like what other people want for us or what we think we need as it relates to, you know, a group perspective, if that makes sense. So there's a lot of really individualized, very powerful, personalized energy that's coming into play here. And I think we're going to see this play out collectively as well. So that can, you know, that can lead to arguments, that can lead to conflicts and tension and uprising. So, you know, just be aware of how you're feeling. If you feel like it's really difficult for you to kind of move through these changes or shifts, you know, journal, get out a piece of paper and just write it all down, get it out. Because sometimes I think our inclination is to bring it into a conversation with a friend or a relative who may not be ready to talk about these kinds of changes, and it can lead to arguments, you know, and misunderstandings, and we need clarity. Yeah. So that's why I think journaling is just such a powerful tool.
It is. It really is. I mean, especially for an overthinker, I heard somewhere where it's like when you're overthinking, write, and when you're underthinking, read.
I love that. And yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And it really, it's helped me a lot. It really has helped me a lot. Cause like you said, maybe we feel passionate about something and maybe we feel like we need to work it out, maybe through talking about it, but maybe the person that's on the other end of that conversation isn't ready for it.
Mm-hmm. So
we can get all our ducks lined up and work through maybe any of our beliefs and then have the conversation. My God, does it go so much better.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Journal. When you're triggered, journal.
Totally. Such a powerful tool.
Yeah.
And it's so simple, right? Yeah. Writing it down. Mm-hmm. All right. So June 20th, we have our summer solstice. So the sun moves into Cancer. That's always the signal of summer here in the Northern Hemisphere, winter in the Southern Hemisphere. And on this day, June 20th, we also have Jupiter going retrograde in its home sign of Pisces, where it's going to stay through the end of the month before moving back into Aquarius in July. So Jupiter in Pisces, as we've seen since May, has been a little preview, excuse me, of the energies that will be at play in December at the end of the year and also into 2022. So this is an activation or an expansion that Jupiter is showing us of what we can expect or what we're going to come back to grow even more, or further opportunities that are going to be developing in this area of our life. So wherever 2 degrees of Pisces or the sign of Pisces is in your life is where this expansion or growth is going to be happening for you. And also this energy that instills just the trust in ourselves and our path. So just shifting gears here for a second, the sun in Cancer is a shift into the sign, you know, a water sign. Cancer is the cardinal water sign. So there's a definite energetic change that's also occurring during this day, moving from, you know, this mental space, this rational, more scientific mind back into our hearts. So moving from ideas into feelings or emotions. And this is very powerful feminine energy. So when the sun is in Cancer, he is ruled by the moon. So we are feeling more influenced during Cancer season by lunar activity and lunar energy. We feel more connected to our emotional selves and our sensitivities. And during Cancer, we are developing more emotional maturity and courage. So Cancer is all about setting strong and healthy boundaries in our life, not being afraid to put ourselves first, as well as what we feel is necessary to keep ourselves healthy and safe. So you may notice a call during this middle part of June to really nourish yourself more wholly during Cancer season. You might feel more reflective, more nostalgic as well, and more emotional, as well as really leaning into this trust that we are growing into, and these emotional messages that we are receiving from our higher selves and the universe. So it's a very loving approach to honoring our needs at this time. And we'll dive more into Cancer next month, but it is a very dynamic shift. I think you will notice come June 20th between Jupiter going retrograde and the summer solstice during that time too.
Yes. Very much looking forward to the summer solstice event in the Modern Mystic Society.
Yeah.
Two of our amazing members. But yeah, this is, you were right. Like, cause I love hearing that.
You were
right.
Kidding.
I'm just kidding. You're right. Yeah. Cause everything that you're talking about, you said the word innovated and it makes so much sense. Like last year, all of the astrology reports were just like the burning down,
right? The tearing down. Yeah.
The tearing down. Yeah. And now it's much more about rebuilding and innovation and ideas and beliefs and everything like that. So yeah, that was like the perfect word for you to choose.
Yeah. I mean, 2021 is, we're not going to be able to rebuild everything in a year, but it's rebuilding in the sense that something new is coming forward. And we're taking this time during this year to really sort through. I think of visually as like 2020 was like, of course I have kids. So this is how I see this energy. It's like, you know, you build this big tower out of blocks, right? Mm-hmm. 2020 is like the asshole toddler that comes by and knocks over your creation, right? All the blocks spill to the ground. Mm-hmm. And so 2021 is picking up the pieces and figuring out, I don't want to play with the red blocks anymore. These aren't working for me. I want to use these other pieces instead. And it's like categorizing and organizing what's going to stay and what's going to go as we're moving back into creation mode. So it takes a lot of personal responsibility. It also takes a lot of effort and energy on our part to sort, to review, to transmute energy, right? To really integrate these changes that are happening and also accepting at both a conscious and subconscious level, there's no going back, right? There is no going back to what life was before the pandemic. There's no going back to what life was before 2020. And that's okay. That's okay. There is something greater that we are working towards both as individual souls and as a collective. And it takes time. It takes work. And it really requires us to be open-minded about what the future can look like and how beautiful it can be. Doesn't mean that it's devoid of challenge and hardships, but it's giving us the opportunity to co-create, you know, and also take responsibility, which, you know, not always easy, but so, so important.
Well, I commend you as a mom. You actually go after they create a mess and you organize all of that, because I can't tell you how many times like they'll do Legos and then I'll step on the Lego, which feels so good. I just throw that shit out.
Feels
like,
great.
I don't organize it. Like, you are very patient. Like anybody who does that, because I am not that mom that will sit there and be like, the red blocks go here, the blue box make it look so nice. So like, I commend you for that.
Well, first of all, I think you're mishearing me, because no, I don't necessarily do the reorganizing. I'm like, no, you get your ass back here and put this shit away. So it's, you know, putting the responsibility back on the kids to clean up.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a little OCD there about getting things organized. My Mars is in Virgo. It likes to be detail oriented and structured. And yeah. Anyway,
but that's a great, great example. I do love that.
I'm sure there are plenty of moms that are listening to this yeah. and are like, oh my God, yes, I can see how you are describing this. It makes total sense.
Yes.
What so I'm here for.
To myself, like, wow, she organizes it. I just throw it out.
I know. Well, I mean, to be fair, if we want to go on that analogy, 2020 is like, the Legos are all over the floor, and then you step on one and you're like, oh, God damn it. This hurts. And then you want to throw it out, and I'm never going back to that. So there is a little bit of that too.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So let's move towards the end of the month here. June 22nd. I mentioned this at the beginning. Mercury is going direct. So things, thoughts, and ideas are going to begin to be more clear, more in tune. We're still going to be in a shadow period for a few days after that. But generally speaking, June 22nd, things are going to start to feel better in terms of our mental processes. June 24th, we have our full moon for the month. This is a full moon in Capricorn, which is happening at 3 degrees of Capricorn. This is coming into a balance between this Capricorn energy and Cancer, where the sun will be at 3 degrees. Really feeling into how we can come into a greater alignment and harmony with these opposing energies. Now, Capricorn represents work. It represents the weekday. It represents what we're actually doing. Okay. And Cancer represents the home, our domestic life. It's the weekend energy. So if you can think about it that way, that's the kind of polarity that's at play here during this full moon. So the moon in Capricorn is the dominant energy. And it is where we are bringing our attention to in terms of our responsibilities. So the responsible part of our life, our commitments, how we are showing up in the world in a way that is mature, and the great work or the legacy that we are creating, and the things that we need to take care of responsibly in order to, you know, fulfill that mission and come clear towards our purpose. So this moon is really illuminating where we're being wasteful, wasteful with our resources, wasteful with our time, wasteful with our energy. Where are we leaking energy? Where are we misusing our resources? And where are we overcommitting ourselves? Now, Capricorn wants to create something incredible to be able to look back on and for the world to see and be like in awe of. And of course, that takes a lot of time, energy, commitment, and hard work. But when we are crafting something that is purposeful and soul-led, it's easy to also overcommit ourselves to doing too much at once. So here is your time to just have a reality check with yourself, to be honest with yourself. Capricorn is all about radical self-honesty, really taking a look at where am I just, you know, overcommitting in terms of my time and my efforts? Where do I need to pull back a little bit so that I can be more efficient in my systems, more efficient in how I'm caring for myself? Because Capricorn also has a very difficult time taking care, self-care. And so that's where that interplay again, that polarity through Cancer is coming through. How can we also connect in with that nurturing, loving energy of Cancer to bring a greater sense of balance into our life? Now, the moon in Capricorn is ruled by Saturn retrograde, because Capricorn is ruled by Saturn. And Saturn during this time is still going to be in a square with Uranus. So there's still this ongoing dialogue of energy that's kind of playing out in the background. Saturn in Aquarius is concerned with the future, as I mentioned, the future that we're creating for ourselves and the collective. And Saturn restricts. So there may be things that you are becoming aware of during this full moon that are no longer necessary, right? This reality check that we're going through, things that we're wasting our time on, like we're just completely distracting ourselves with, things that are getting in the way of making progress, things that no longer align with where we're going. So it's our time also to, you know, make sense of that and to let go or to remove those blocks that are either at a subconscious level or at a conscious level. You know, we set up walls and blocks all the time to keep ourselves from experiencing hardships or pain or difficulty, right? So this can be sometimes a little bit of a slap in the face when you take a look at the big picture of like, where are you actually spending your time and resources? And you're like, oh, wow, I'm really actually distracting myself from doing what I need to be doing right now. Saturn is going to be in a trine with Mercury during this full moon in Gemini. Mercury will be direct too during this time. So there's a lot of clarity that's coming through. There's a lot of support that's occurring during this moon about what it is that we want, what we're committing to. Contracts, agreements, serious considerations, even momentum towards major opportunities that could be coming our way. So it's focusing on maybe what you weren't ready to take on before, but you're ready to commit to now. Maybe what you were unsure of in the past that now you're like, no, I'm clear. This is for me. I wasn't sure about this before, but this really aligns. This really resonates. And likewise, Saturn is going to be in a trine with a North Node, which is also really supportive energy for us at a soul level of what it is that we're ready to take on in this lifetime at a karmic level. And more support is coming for the moon, which is sextiling Jupiter. The sun is also trining Jupiter. So Jupiter is bringing in more opportunity to find easier solutions to these challenging circumstances or situations. It could also be bringing in resources that are going to help us feel more aligned with what we're creating in divine timing. So there is this sense of reassurance that comes with the full moon as well. I'm also feeling a lot of rest, a lot of compassion towards ourselves, and reminding us that it's going to be okay. Like, growth is hard. It's challenging, right? It's exhausting. But don't forget to also be grateful for the beauty and the blessings that are manifesting in our life. So it's going to be a really beautiful energy in regards to a balance between reassuring ourselves, feeling strong in our emotional security, but also like that reality check of what do I need to be doing right now so that I can move through the back end of the year with more confidence and clarity and efficiency to be able to get what I want to get done. So there's a lot of opposing energies, a lot of feminine energy that's at play during this full moon. So really feel into what is your body calling for too? Like, how do you want to honor this energy? Do you want to rest? Do you want to reflect in the bathtub? Do you want to do some movement? You know, there could be kind of like a push and pull here too of like, how am I going to do this? Do I do, or do I just sit back and be receptive? And, you know, that's going to feel and look different for everybody, but just remember that you're not alone in these processes. And, you know, Venus in Cancer during this time is reminding us of that too, that it's okay to be solitary. It's okay to seek solitude. It's okay to protect ourselves as we are creating and manifesting something incredible in our lives. It's okay to keep that, some of that stuff to ourselves, right? We don't have to broadcast to the world, this is what I'm making right now. Like, it's okay to keep some of that stuff close hold, and to protect our creations until it's ready to be put out into the world. So a lot of energy at play here with this full moon, but I feel like it's going to be very healing and clarifying for the collective. All right, there's two other points I just want to talk about for the end of the month. June 25th, Neptune is going to be stationing retrograde at 23 degrees of Pisces. And when Neptune is in retrograde, we have the opportunity to come home to ourselves, to back to the seat of our own souls, to connect with our intuition more intentionally. And you might notice during Neptune retrograde that it's easier to surrender. It's easier to let go or to just be comfortable with what you don't know and instead to lean into the void and just be present with where you're at this time. And that could feel really regenerative and healing if you're someone who has been maybe pushing really hard through the first half of the year and feeling overwhelmed with all of the mental energies of the air signs that have been offering us in 2021. So Neptune retrograde can be a really welcome respite and space of calm and serenity where we can just be in the moment without having the pressure of figuring it all out right now. Greater trust is being developed in ourselves and in the universe and what feels right for us. So a beautiful chapter, just kind of going on in the background when Neptune is in retrograde. And last but not least, June 26th, Venus will be entering Leo. So Venus in Leo is very dynamic, very passionate, just like Mars is in this sign. But she can be a little bit dramatic, while also very confident and generous. She's ready to be seen. I think that this is really quite fun, quite flirtatious energy that is all about how we are expressing ourselves, connecting more deeply into that creative, sacral energy, and feeling really good about who we are and what we have to offer. But this can also be very attention-seeking energy. So whether that is making changes to maybe your personal appearance or style, whatever is supporting your feelings of self-love and confidence, or doing something that allows others to see you for who you really are, for the beautiful, unique individual that you are, and for the things that make you shine. I just find that the Venus and Mars moving into Leo during the summer months, at least here, winter months for you guys down under, it just feels so timely, at least again, when we were talking, Erica, about just feeling into the summer energy, allowing ourselves to just express as we feel necessary, as we feel inspired, and to also just like create. At least that's where I'm feeling called this summer, is to like make space for creation and to really connect in with that feminine energy.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we've got going on for June. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of shifts that are happening with the energies. And I know, like I said at the beginning of this recording, like a lot of us are really still struggling to integrate the changes from May and from our lunar eclipse. And just take your time. Like there's no rush to have it figured out. And I think that that's a reminder of what's coming through from the cosmic energy and the cosmic perspective, is there is no necessary timeline. It is already in the right time, and be patient with yourself.
Very much so. I feel called out.
Oh, so that's why you are so quiet.
Just a little bit, but yeah, it's a packed month. It's a packed month, but it's so, if I'm so interested to hear about like last November's astrology, mm-hmm. right, to now, and how it so beautifully plays out.
Yeah.
Because like the last couple months, I remember it was rough. Like it was dicey. The astrology was dicey. And obviously it was for a bit of time, you know, with the election and everything like that, and everything that went on, you know, with that. But it's just so interesting to just watch it pan out.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. And even as that reflects, you know, at a smaller level in our own personal lives, mm-hmm. I just feel a lot of my friends that are business owners, there's a lot of momentum that's picking up. And I feel like there's so much more clarity. There's so much more of an ignition with, this is what is right for me. This is where I'm aligned. And like more clarity that's coming through about like, I've changed and I'm welcoming this. And I'm ready to really embrace this more liberated part of myself, right? This like sovereignty movement that's going on. I see that happening, whether people are conscious of that or not. But I just kind of wonder at like a collective level, if so many of us have felt like we needed permission to be that, and what has occurred or what is occurring is giving us that radical kind of energetic integration of, you don't need validation from anyone else to be yourself. You should feel inspired to live a life that is in complete harmony and alignment with who you are and who you're becoming.
Yes. 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 That, yep. Yeah. I don't even need to add anything, because it's right.
Yeah.
We oftentimes will forget that we don't need anybody's permission to live our life authentically and how we want to live it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the key to a really happy, fulfilled life, is just remembering that you don't need anybody's permission.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So are we good for June?
We're good for June.
All right, guys. Again, be sure to check out Hannah's podcast, the Light Body Podcast, available basically everywhere this podcast is available. Yep. Okay. All right, guys. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next week.